말할 수 없어 따뜻하게 나를 꼭 안아줘 지나가 우리만이 싸웠던 그날
You know it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and you tune in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde. L'hôtel de Blues sera interrompu pour cette semaine pour assister à un live stream de Suoni il Popolo. So we're going to be going instead of Hotel de Blues, we're going to be flipping over to the Suoni il Popolo shows. We're going to be listening to Farmers by Nature, who are going to be playing live. So keep it locked. We're going to be tuning into that live stream in just about 25 seconds time. Thank you very much for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you.
By nature, pianist Craig Taborn, bassist William Parker, and drummer Gerald Cleaver form this piano trio, presented to you in a live remote broadcast. Presented to you live in a special remote broadcast directly from Sala Rosa here in Montreal. We're at the home base of the Suoni per il Popolo Festival. The Sala Rosa here. The festival drawing to a close. Only a few days left in the programming, but obviously save the best for last. This is just one of a couple days of great music that are left in the Suoni per il Popolo Festival, the others being a full blast trio tomorrow with The Thing and The Strange Boys, as well as Atomic featuring Paul Nielsen Love and Chad Van Galen on Double Bill on Thursday. The Goods and Andy Williams will also be bringing it to you on Saturday with DJ Reinhard Wimmer. What you just heard was the first set of Farmers by Nature, Gerald Cleaver, William Parker, and Craig Taborn. And you listen to CTUT 90.3 FM, streaming to you live in the Sala Rosa, also online at ctut.ca. I'm joined here by fellow pianist and blogger, co-host David Rishpan. David, what did you think of that first set?
I'm still kind of stunned. I've been scribbling notes down in my notebook, and Craig Taborn is easily one of my favorite pianists on the scene right now. He's just brilliant, and if you were listening to the whole set, you heard how deliberate and methodical and patient he is in his improvising. And the thing that strikes me about all three of these guys is that they're very cohesive together. They're not following each other, they're not jumping on each other's ideas, but they're all very cohesive and together, as opposed to some other schools of free improvisers who are kind of trying to be antithetical to one another. These guys are really trying to and succeeding at growing and breathing and shaping the music as a cohesive trio. And the other thing that struck me too is these kinds of winks and nods at, you know, jazz history and jazz tradition. That last sort of segment of the improvisation was like the weirdest F blues I've ever heard. But I think that rooting, and having seen William Parker live before at Suoni and Craig Taborn as well when he was here with Tim Byrne and Hardcell, all three of these guys are really rooted in the jazz tradition, quote unquote, and you hear that coming through in their improvising. And you know, they're not afraid to be tonal, they're not afraid to groove, they're not afraid to go into the pocket. And I think that really that gives it a different kind of drive than maybe just the kind of really intense, over the top, loud, almost noise kind of free improv that is often presented at Suoni and at Victo.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the inherent musicality of it comes through. You know, you don't have to be non-musical if you're atonal. I think that's what comes out to me, is that they are atonal at times, but they never lose their musicality, they never lose their cohesiveness. And you're right about coming from a place that is historically relevant in jazz, and all of these guys coming from very different backgrounds. I mean, Craig Taborn started with James Carter. You have Gerald Cleaver developed under the tutelage of Victor Lewis when he was very young, and William Parker, of course, starting with Cecil Taylor. So all of these guys coming and bringing their experiences together in a very cohesive manner, sort of a combination of their life experience that still manages to keep together with the kind of musical glue.
Sure, and the other thing I've made a lot of note of in my book is that the intensity comes from their willingness to stay on their idea and their pursuit of their idea and their motives. And the intensity didn't always come from volume. I mean, there were moments where it got loud, but a lot of it stayed kind of around medium soft, medium loud, and it was super intense just because they were all locked into their improvisational paths, and the intensity came from the pursuit of the idea. It didn't come from just full throttle volume, which is, to me personally, that's a more effective way of achieving intensity. And some of my favorite moments, I mean, I love that moment where they all kind of locked into this this one kind of groove. But there were other moments too where they would hint at it and they would kind of stay just on the edge of having it all cohere and coalesce. They would, you know, it was very clear that they all knew where the pocket was, but none of them actually went into it. And that's this really kind of intriguing tension, because everyone in the audience knows that they're staying outside of this thing that they could very easily go into. It's a different pursuit than, you know, for instance, William Parker with Hamid Drake, which I saw at Swoney a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago now, I guess, where it was like this hypnotic, just relentless pursuit of groove where they would stay on something for like 45 minutes and not let up at all. This is very different. This is, you know, not quite gelling into a groove, but everyone knows that it's there, you know, next door, kind of. Just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant playing from everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's conversely almost harder to do, is to not slip into that comfort bubble, that comfort of groove. And I think another interesting thing which I noticed throughout the first set was Craig Taborn's, his willingness to lead rhythmically, and Gerald Cleaver's playing, conversely, also leading melodically, kind of contributing melodic ideas. I find Craig often, he was in a special position as a piano player, and that often he was leading rhythmically. He was bringing very clear ideas that were rhythmically dominant in certain cases, and Gerald was very subdued for a part of his opening salvo, I think, very subdued for most of the set, and playing at a level that was appropriate for the musical idea being presented.
Well, I think it helps that Gerald's also a really great piano player too. And William Parker also plays all kinds of Eastern and Middle Eastern reeds. And so that multi-instrumental nature that those two have allow them to hear the band from a different perspective. They can hear the band from a melodic perspective. You know, they can hear the band as a soloist, and that was the other thing too, is they all took turns being in the forefront, but I wouldn't call anything really a solo, because everything was very much a three-way conversation throughout. You can hear kind of the hints that they all have, the rooting they all have in African and Afro-Caribbean traditions as well. I think Craig has played quite a bit of